Welcome back into Upon Further Review, and throughout the last couple of weeks, we each week have taken a look at some of the top college football games going on across the nation, and a top 10 matchup in the SEC this week is Ole Miss takes on Georgia, and we're going to look at it from the Ole Miss side with Jake Thompson of On3. Jake, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. Big week, big game in Athens.
Absolutely. It's been a great start to the year for Ole Miss. They are 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the SEC. They had that big win over LSU. Otherwise, you know, they had a little bit of a scare from Arkansas, but it's been a great start to the year. I know they had a scare last week as well, I guess. But thoughts and feelings on what you've seen from Ole Miss through the first 6 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think they've kind of played ahead of schedule in certain areas. I mean, I maybe could have seen them 5-1. I think everybody kind of had the LSU game as a, you know, potential loss in the first half of the season. But, you know, they look great. I think they were the better team that day. I know the score was close, but the game never really felt close. They felt more that they dominated that game against the Tigers. And last week against Washington State, just kind of that first early 11 a.m. kick for them of the season. And, you know, they look like the team that traveled cross country instead of the Cougars. And it happens sometimes. You know, luckily they pulled out the win and avoided a major pothole for what could have been a damaging loss for their, you know, the college football playoffs resume. But I really liked what I've seen out of the offense. The defense, I think we'll get more answers about them this Saturday against Georgia. I'm still kind of waiting to see what the identity of that defense will be the back half of the season.
6 year under Lane Kiffin. You know, 2020 was such a weird year with COVID that I don't know how much you can take into effect what we saw in year one. But since then, three 10-win seasons, an 8-win season. They've started 5-1 a couple of times, and they've had some really, really good programs. I guess through the first six games, where does this team maybe compare to the other Ole Miss teams we've seen under Lane Kiffin the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, obviously last season that roster was stacked and loaded. They dubbed it the last dance with Dart, and then, you know, all the talent they had on offense and then those four guys on the defensive line. But I think this may be Kiffin's best coaching job of his tenure here at Ole Miss with this roster, because it was really a roster full of question marks. You didn't really know too much about a lot of the guys. Two starters on each side of the ball were coming back. Other players were on the roster but didn't really have a lot of reps or were not starters, so you just had a lot of questions. But so far, I mean, it's hard to say at 6-0 that this has not been the best coaching job for him of getting this team and this roster to mesh and gel and all kind of going in the same direction. Now, all that's going to get put to the test Saturday against Georgia. You know, these next 2 weeks are really crucial for them. I think if they can split them, they'll be doing really good. And it's going to show, I think, how much of a job Kiffin and his staff have done getting this team to either 8-0 or 7-1.
I'd kind of forgot that. I think it was 2022. They started like 7-0 before fizzling out. You know, this year with the Ole Miss team, Austin Simmons was projected to be the quarterback. He started week one. Then ended up getting injured. Trinidad Chambliss, who had been a Division II quarterback, a really good one at Ferris State, he stepped in and has played at a really, really high level. And we've seen guys make the leap from Division II to Division I, and it hasn't worked out. But obviously, he's played really well right now. Tell me about Trinidad Chambliss's game and how he's been able to, you know, keep the wheels on Ole Miss after Austin Simmons went down.
Yeah, you know, I think we always felt when he was brought in the summer as kind of a signing and maybe an eye-raising signing for the quarterback room, we knew that Lane needed to add more bodies to that room just around Austin and A.J. Maddox, who's still kind of a young quarterback learning in the system. And then they go and get a D2 player that, you know, I myself was not even familiar with, you know, in Ferris State, and probably a lot of people outside of Michigan didn't know his name as well. But we thought bringing him in, he was probably going to be the guy to do the run package, let him take some lumps and hits and bumps so Austin doesn't, because he's not, his game isn't all strictly running. It's more of a pocket passer type play. And then Austin obviously suffers the injury to the ankle and still unable to play, or so Lane says. And for these past four games, Trinidad has just added a different level and layer to this offense, being a run threat, dual threat quarterback. That is, you know, like you said, kept the wheels on and kept Ole Miss between the ditches in terms of where they are at this point in the season. Now, I think we're starting to see last week with Washington State, and I'm sure this week against Georgia, then Oklahoma next week. Obviously, the book's going to be out on them. There's enough film for these coaches who are very good at their job to kind of scheme and plan them. So that's what I'm looking to see is, A, how does Trinidad adapt and adjust, and what does Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. do to kind of adapt and adjust in-game and week-to-week with Trinidad?
Aside from the play of Trinidad Chambliss, who or what has been the most surprising thing about this Ole Miss team through the first six games?
Kind of sticking with offense, we knew how good Kewon Lacy could be, but for Ole Miss, he has been a breath of fresh air because we all know just the run game was stagnant, non-existent for various reasons, you know, kind of a drama around all that department last year in the run game. But he has come in, you know, he is behind Ahmad Hardy, who was his replacement at Missouri. They're the top two backs. He has created something that this offense has needed desperately, and that's a runner who not only will get you some yards, but then he will just continue to get yards after contact, move piles. When we saw him move a pile of like 11 or 12 bodies against Washington State to get, three or four more yards. So I think that has been the biggest addition to this team because it's kept that offense on schedule and allowed them to sustain some drives when they needed to.
Now let's look to this big matchup against Georgia. We talked about how Ole Miss kind of had some trouble with Washington State. Well, Georgia did the same thing with Auburn. They were down 10-0 in that game. Probably should have went down 17-0. Had a call go their way. They end up winning. What's the number one challenge, first of all, that Ole Miss will have facing a team like Georgia?
The biggest thing is the run defense has still just not been there for Ole Miss. They're 14th in the SEC, giving up about 158 rushing yards per game. And Georgia's averaging like 185, 190, somewhere in there on their side of the ball. So that's going to be the huge game. This game is going to be won in the trenches, and I believe the Ole Miss offensive line, who has looked better in recent weeks, kind of struggled a little bit Saturday against the Cougars, that challenge goes up incrementally against a very physical Georgia defensive line. So I think that's the two areas. It's just the line of scrimmage is going to dictate this, and Trinidad's got to stay comfortable and have time in the pocket. Because I watched that Georgia-Auburn game, and there's some spots in the secondary that he might can take advantage of with a very talented wide receivers group. But he's got to have the time to do that, and Kewon's just got to be able to find space and gaps himself. So those are the biggest keys, I think, for Ole Miss to find a way to leave Athens with a win.
Yeah, where do you feel is maybe advantage Ole Miss in this matchup on Saturday?
I think running game. I know Georgia's probably got a decent running back, but I just feel like Kewon has just been that massive spark plug, and I think that's the one advantage. On defense, I think Ole Miss is undermatched on defense. That's going to have to be a massive collective effort on that side of the ball for Ole Miss. But if there's one box you might could check, I think it's the running back game. I think Trinidad and Gunnar Stockton are evenly matched, especially when you look at the numbers. So I think if there's that one edge, it's the run game for Ole Miss.
Looking forward to it. Jake Thompson, Ole Miss beat writer for On Three, as they get ready to face Georgia on Saturday. Jake, appreciate the time today, man. Thank you, and enjoy the fun there in Athens.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me on, Trevor.